The Japanese retirement center was filled with new sights, sounds, and tastes on Monday morning. 50 Japanese seniors, 50 Jewish seniors, and one rabbi gathered to break unleavened bread in anticipation of Passover.
Everybody's loving it. So far, everybody's loving it. They're very excited.
Roundtables brought Jewish and Japanese retirement home residents together for the first time. Even Rabbi Anthony Ellman got in on the multicultural spirit.
I'm very excited. I had sushi last night, in fact.
The cultural exchange is in honor of the Jewish home's 100th anniversary, but the original site of the home is now a Japanese retirement center, so the two centers compromised, celebrating Passover together, followed by a meal of sushi. Seating was randomly assigned, but so far, 89-year-old Lucille Weiss and 86-year-old Betty Uchida have become fast friends. Here's Weiss.
Oh, I love her. I hit the jackpot.
And here's Uchida.
She's wonderful. I feel like she's a real friend that I've always had.
They both dressed up for Passover. Weiss wears a black beret and 3-inch long sparkly earrings, and Uchida wears a bright pink sweater set with pearls. Weiss is the Passover veteran here. She's done the ceremony her whole life. But just as the group is dipping parsley into salt water, both of Weiss's hearing aids fail. So first-timer Uchida guides them both through the rest of the Seder.
She was pointing out things to me, and I'm the Jew. I was really lucky, I'm telling you.
Passover marks the exodus of Israelite slaves from Egypt. It's a celebration of freedom and the end of oppression. And in this way, Sean Miyake, president of Kiro Senior Healthcare, says the Japanese and Jewish residents here have more in common than one might think.
Jewish people, of course, in World War II were put in concentration camps. The Japanese had a very similar experience being put in relocation camps here in the United States.
Uchida and Weiss talk about this as they sip their wine substitute, grape juice. Both Weiss and Uchida vividly remember World War II. Uchida's family owned a restaurant in California.
When the war started, we had to just close it and lose everything that we had, because each person only had 40 pounds to carry. Oh, I remember, you know, being put in the barbed wire and then cannot get out. And they did have guns so that, you know, we won't get out of line.
And Weiss said upon receiving news of the slaughter of her people overseas, she joined the Air Force as a flight nurse.
And this way I was able to travel all over the world, China, Burma, India, but and lost a lot of friends. A lot of friends.
After the Passover ceremony closes, sushi and rice are served. Uchida shows Weiss how to hold her chopsticks, and they make promises to see each other again soon.
She and I are buddies now. I told her I'd come and visit her, and she'll come and visit me.
It's hard to believe Uchida and Weiss were strangers this morning. In a ceremony all about coming together with family, the two of them seem to have found each other at the perfect time. Natasha Zuves, Annenberg Radio News.